is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad,
the big noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And let's not waste any time and hop aboard
Let's not waste any time. We need to discuss a national emergency that we all witnessed yesterday. It's disturbing, Brad. It is disturbing. What I saw yesterday should concern all Americans. As a nation, we have an obligation to do one thing: protect Kyle Schwarber's groin. And I don't understand how, as a nation, we have allowed things to degrade to this level. How dare you take away Kyle Schwarber from Phillies fans and from people like Brad and I who count on Schwarbs to build our bank account. That is an absolute travesty, and I will not stand for it.
I totally agree with you there. And please, somebody call a very esteemed and accomplished masseuse ASAP, because we need him back on the field for a variety of props, whether you're chasing home runs, maybe the occasional strikeout prop, the walk
stolen
props.
Bases? I don't even care. Get Schwarbs back on the field as soon as possible. And yes, Bryce Harper too.
Yes, amen on that. Let's go ahead and honk, honk, hop aboard that plus bus here as well. We see with the top every Fade 5 episode. Plus 100 odds or greater on this Friday, mi amigo. Schwarbs off the board, so what else you got for me?
Oh, what am I going to do? I don't have Schwarbs. Oh, my goodness. Somebody get Deshaun Watson on the phone and find him a masseuse. Let's go to a player that I could understand if you actually wanted to stay away from him because of who is going to be on the bump for the Texas Rangers. I understand that Max Scherzer is going to be there, but folks, do you know that Santander has a 571 lifetime average against him?
Yes, he does.
That is sexy, and so is plus 135 at DraftKings. So give me the man for Baltimore. Who, Brad, do you know what his hometown is? Are you aware? Because if not, you should be. He is from Margarita Island, Venezuela.
Oh my god, that exists?
Yes,
that's a real place.
Yes.
Oh, that's outstanding. I gotta go. Let's go. I'm booking travel plans immediately.
You got to be able to enjoy that. All right. I know it's not the best sample size in the world, but he is 4-for-7 against him lifetime. Two of those are round trippers. One of them is a double. So I will take him to continue. He's been a little hot and cold. He only went 1-for-9 in the last two games against Cleveland, but now he's back home. Baltimore, after that losing streak, is 1-2 in a row. I think they get back on it. And if they're going to, they're going to need Santander. They're going to need Adley Rutschman. And thank goodness his hand was okay after taking the foul ball off the hand. But this Baltimore team, I think, is going to start to warm up. I think Santander's a part of it.
I think that's an excellent selection to me, amigo. Let's go to Beantown, shall we? In a very rare interleague matchup between the Boston Red Sox and San Diego Padres going down tonight. They're at Fenway Park. So on this SGP, come with me if you're buying what I am selling. Very simple two-layer, leg numero uno. Red Sox, take this and potty had on the money line. And I'll take Rafael Devers to be a reason why they get the dub with the over on 1.5 total bases. So again, Red Sox money line, Devers with the over on total bags, plus 154. Work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at DraftKings. Some details here of support. Randy Vasquez is going to be on the mound for San Diego. This is real, folks, and it is quite unspectacular for Vasquez, but quite spectacular for those that are backing hook hitters. He is giving up a 474 batting average to left-handed hitters on the season. This is top five play, corner batters, hyphen, and box, and their excellent matchup ratings. Devers has been pretty damn hot here of late, batting .368 over the last 7 days. He's got a .961 OPS at home this season, has hit the over 1.5 total bases in a game 9 times, 9 here in the month of June. On top of that, San Diego has lost 9 of their last 10 away from SoCal, though they are a respectable number 13 WRC plus the last couple of weeks. Boston in the opposite direction. They're 8-2 straight up over the last 10 games overall and have a top 8 rating in WRC plus in that same 2-week span. So to recap, SGP Red Sox on the money line and Rafi Devers over 1.5 total bases plus 154 there at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with a Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco. Again, let's go to the sport that Lundy knows nothing about, but I'm going to try to play pitchman here and sell him on this because your boy is up considerable units right now. If you've been tailing the selections I display sporadically at thegamingjuice.com, I wrote about this. If you want more gory details, go to the site right now to get them. But D'Erica Hamby of the Los Angeles Sparks, I think, is going to hit the over on 15.5 points in Phoenix against the Mercury. Now, I know it's all about LeBron and Bronny, father and son teaming up. That is all the basketball talk of the City of Angels at the moment. And the Sparks are tied with the Dallas Wings for dead last in the Western Conference in 4-13. They're 10.5 point underdogs in this game, but it's not because of Hamby's play. She has been a baller extraordinaire this season. She's averaging a double-double this season with over 17 points per game and over 10 rebounds per game. She's averaging the month of June, 15.9 points per game. So that number's come down slightly, but still that average, if she hits it, we're going to be cashing over on 16. So we might be sweating this sucker out, but here's the reason why I really like this prop. A, Hamby's done this at 14 to 17 games this season. B, she scored 23 earlier this month back on June 2nd against the PHX in 34 minutes. She's probably going to get another 30 plus minutes with her LTVs. And on top of that too, the Mercury, number 3 in most points per game allowed to the opposition, 85 flat. They've also given up the 4th most opponent points per possession at 1.030. So it's a plus matchup. I know Brittany Griner is back. She's playing really well. But we even with Griner on the floor in that earlier month matchup, Hamby hit the over again. She scored 23 points in that one. All we need is 16. So it's all about volume. It's all about pace of play because the Mercury play fast, their fastest team in the entire W, and she's usually cashing this with relative ease. If you missed this, 14 to 17 games, she's hit the over on it. So, Lundy, hopefully I sold you on this one. Feed or follow, D'Erica Hamby, over 15.5 points in the desert against the Mercury, minus 120 at FanDuel.
I fell asleep during that. I was up late last night. I was a glorified Uber driver for my wife and my daughter for a concert. Uh-huh. I was up very late because the concert went into a lightning delay. So they
Red Rocks?
No. Stadium, Morgan Wallen. I like this fast paced, I heard. And so that always plays into points. I'll give you the dub on this one.
To be honest, Lundy's a rather fast individual. Let your minds wander on that one.
Number 4.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade of 5, Friday edition of the Countdown. Let's go to the diamond to get a little 2-leg plus money action on the board, shall we? Jaren Duran, give me a single in that matchup for the Boston Red Sox taking on the San Diego Padres. Give me the Stroll. He's a fine bro in base on ball. So Marcus Stroman, 2 or more walks. He's taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. So Duran, a single. Stroman, 2 more walks, plus 159 there at DraftKings. Zeroing in on the Boston Red Sox leadoff hitter. Again, he is a left-handed swinger. And I'm just going to repeat what I've already said. Vasquez has given up a 474 batting average to left-handed hitters this season. Duran has also gotten a hit of the single variety in 13 of his last 14 games. So a guy that doesn't collect a whole lot of extra base knocks. He's batting .280 this season, respectable sum, and over 20 at bats against the Blue Jays. 56 of his 96 hits this season, Lundy, have gone for a single. And he's also batting .389 over the last 15 days. And you look at Marcus Stroman in terms of two or more walks. He's done this at five straight games. By the way, oh, what a quinky dink. Two base on balls in his prior turn in the rotation against the Blue Jays back on April 17th. And on the season, a 3.94 walks per nine. And sure, on top of the Sunday, Toronto has the 10th highest base on balls percentage at 9.1% over the last couple of weeks. So to recap on this two-legger, Jarren Duran, give me a single, and Marcus Stroman, two or more walks, plus 159 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Better follow.
I like this one. I've been thinking about, I wanted to get Duran involved in some sort of a parlay today just because of the matchup that he's got.
Yep.
That said, you're diving in to be able to get the higher odds by saying, don't worry about the hit, go straight to the single, which makes a ton of sense for him. And then pair it up with a couple of walks from Stroman. Yes, please. This is a smart way to be able to play both of these guys. I like this. Hopefully you guys follow this one, because like I said, I've been sitting here this morning trying to figure out exactly how I wanted to play Duran. Love this play. This is a smart one.
Red Sox, Yankees in the same parlay? We're crossing the streams, baby!
Number three.
All right, Lake Newport Trace here on the feed at 5, Friday edition of the Countdown. More plus money. Let's get on the board, shall we? SGP style. Let's go out to the desert. Arizona in their matchup taking on the Oakland. What are they right now? D pluses, C minuses, maybe a passing grade, maybe a failing grade, quite honestly. I think they're going to score the win. So that's Lake Newport Uno. The D-backs against the A's, and give me Randall Kerchuk, or Grichik, whatever way you want to pronounce it, to get a hit against J.P. Sears. Why? Grichik is a specialist against left-handed pitchers. Let me give the evidence to back it up on that second leg, and I'll do that straight out of the gate. He is batting .312 against outfield pitchers this season with an .823 OPS. He is hitting quite well here of late as well. A guy that's done this consistently over the last handful of games. And if you look at J.P. Sears, Lundy, it's not pretty right now what he is posting in the box score. 4.86 ERA on the road this season. Oh, but it gets far worse. His last five starts, he's got a 7.99 ERA. And Grichik has actually a history against him, faced him six times in his career, has a pair of base knocks. So I think he gets the hit. Meanwhile, Arizona, to take this game straight up, yeah, they're 5-5 in their last 10 games, or 5-5 the last 10 games at home. They have a subpar number 21 rank in WRC plus the last couple of weeks. And that none of that really plays into the belief that Arizona is going to win this game, except for this next point, and that being Oakland has lost 10 straight road games. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games straight up. Though a little bit higher in the WRC plus ranking last couple of weeks at number 16. So in totality, good man on the SGP, the Diamondbacks on the money line, and Randall Grichuk to get ahead against the C minuses plus 154 at DraftKings. Feed or follow.
Follow on this one. Grichuk, a good matchup for him with Arizona. I do think Arizona winds up getting the win because of how bad Oakland has been. Plus Arizona's back at home. Not the best team in the NL West, not the worst either. The Rockies are that, of course. So Arizona jumps up every now and then, looks pretty good. But Grichik, the way that he can put bat to ball, scamper down the line, he's got decent speed. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not Ellie De La Cruz, but he's quick. And so I like the fact that, you know, he's one of these guys that'll grab an infield single, right? He'll send it down the left field line and he'll manage to make it to first because he's got just enough quickness to be able to do it. So put that together. Plus I like Arizona at home, in this one for sure. Easy breezy, same game parlay.
Hey, don't pull a Roddy Tellez and try to trot to thegamingjuice.com right now. Be it Ellie De La Cruz and sprint there ASAP, because we got a smorgasbord of sports betting and fantasy football content all at your disposal. And it's absolutely free. Alundi's got fresh pieces on there. We got other writers on there as well. Or we got free pick spreadsheets. All of my NFL team preview content's been rolling out all summer long. Going to have a couple of more of those starting next week. You can catch up with our free NFL Gamers Guide, MLB selections and rundowns, WNBA, golf, boxing, and more. We got a crap ton of content right now at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
Our numero dos here on the feed five, a countdown. Ozzie Albies, Lundy, and oh, baby, is this one a juicy prop? Give me the over on 1.5 hits. Will he be a multi-hit machine tonight? Taking on Martin Perez off the DL or IL of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I say yes, he accomplishes that feat. And it's plus 185 at FanDuel if he indeed does do that. Albies, all he does is feast against southpaw pitchers, and he has done that consistently in his career against Martin Perez. He's faced him six times. He's got five hits. Of those five hits, three have gone for extra bases. Two have gone over a fence for a round tripper. On top of that, two of the switch hitter, Albies, batting 326 against southpaws this season. He's only gone over this number four times in the month of June. But you dissect the profile, Martin Perez, 4.71 ERA before he was on the IL with a 46.8% hard hit rate. So he gives up a lot of line drives. That's a specialty, Albies. Give me the over on 1.5 hits against Pittsburgh, plus 185 at FanDuel. Good sir. Are you getting seduced by the juice? Fade or follow?
Yeah, he's got the history to be able to do it. God, two hits. It's really hard to turn down the idea of a plus 185. You know, I'd rather play an HRR or a total bases. That way it can just happen with one swing if we get lucky enough to be able to have
odds
that.
Are terrible on that. It's like 2.5 for HRR.
I know. That's why you got to go fight. That's why you sit back and you build parlays, which build casinos. That's basically what parlays
through
do.
My donations.
They definitely do. No, I think this is a pretty solid play. Atlanta has this, like, if you guys remember when we were kids watching Winnie the Pooh, you know that clout that used to be over Eeyore? That's kind of what Atlanta is right now. I kind of feel like
they lost 1-0 to the goddamn White Sox yesterday.
And that's what I'm saying. There's this
with
clout.
Chris Sale on the mound. What the hell, Lundy?
Every time. Oh, I know. They blew a parlay for me. Every time. I watch them play. I'm like, these dudes have got it in the back of their head that they don't have Acuna anymore. I'm telling you, it is like a dark cloud following them around everywhere that they go. How the hell do you lose 1-0? They haven't lost 1-0 in a game since 2023. I mean, it's like April of last year that they lost 1-0. This team doesn't know what to do without Acuna. I'm telling you, it's bugging the hell out of them, and they're playing like crap because of it. So I'm going to hope Albies can do this for you, but man, I've had a hard time trusting the Braves lately.
Albies and the Braves, damn it, get your stupid bearings straight.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. My top play on this Friday. Let's go ahead and start a early happy hour. Really, nobody's working next week anyway because the 4th of July is midweek. So just, you know, let the good times roll. It's the midpoint of the summer season. So let's go ahead and throw back a few with this play. Christopher Sanchez, give me the over on 18.5 outs. Who's he taking on? All the woeful Miami Marlins, who did get the victory, though, yesterday. Come from behind win and finished off the Phillies in convincing fashion, putting seven on the board. But that was a rarity. Plus 125 for Sanchez to do this at BetMGM. Why is this my top play on this Friday? Well, Sanchez has done this in four of his last five home starts. He's got a sparkling 1.59 ERA at home. Revenge could be on the mind, by the way, of the Philadelphia Phillies in this one. 5.44 strikeout to walk split at home to go along with that dynamite ERA. You look at Miami. I know they really reached their zenith yesterday, but they are number 29 still, WRC plus, the last couple of weeks, and they are dead last in that category on the road this season. So Sanchez, who's been lights out I think he's going to keep on rolling with the good times. Give me the over 18 and a half outs against the Fish, plus 125 at BetMGM. My number one play on this Friday, Lundy. Fader, follow.
You can go deep sea fishing when you are facing the Marlins, as in going deep into games. So, yeah, play Sanchez to be able to go up and over on this one. Nice, clean, easy Friday play, especially at the plus odds.
A lot of plus money for the five and the fade five. In fact, well into plus territory. And we're not, you don't have to get all crazy with the cheese whiz, folks, on those parlay legs. We're just trying to build the bank of the bankroll slowly but surely. And we're trying to do that additional right now. Action with our bonus time picks. Add some more greenbacks to that stack, Lundy. What do you got for me on this Friday?
Yeah, if you're following the spreadsheet right now this week, we are absolutely en fuego.
You are. What are you, over 16 units?
We gave one back late last night, but other than that, yeah. Early yesterday afternoon, we were plus right around 16.4. So right now, we're like 15.2 or something right around there.
I gotta start telling you, man, because I had an ice cold. I was 1-6 on my MLB wagers.
But Brad, here's what happened. You went through 2 weeks in a row where you were just crushing it.
I was.
And then this is what happens with the odds. I had a couple of weeks where I was absolutely in the tank. And like, you can go look at the spreadsheet. You can go back about a month and a half and you can see there was a week that I think I started out like 0-9, something like that, over the course of like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or something like that. And then all of a sudden we started to climb back. So right now it's for whatever reason, it's my week. It's coming through. I've even hit a home run prop in there as well. So there's some stuff in there where it's just like, okay, we're just aligning, which means at some point we're going to come crashing down. But I'm hoping that that is not the case for today, because I wouldn't mind rolling a little bit into the bankroll to be able to go into this weekend. We were talking about the Pirates and the Atlanta Braves. Let me give you, you said it, Brad. Sometimes we try not to get greedy. Okay. Sometimes all it is can we get to plus odds? And then everybody's happy. So let me go back to the Pirates and the Braves game here really quickly. We all know Brian Reynolds, speaking of En Fuego, is En Fuego. 23-game hitting streak right now, which means at some point it is going to come to an end. But I say that does not happen this evening for him. He's 2-for-3 lifetime against Charlie Morton, so there's not a lot of data to be able to go with it. But those two hits, one was a home run and one was a double. So he's getting the extra base variety. I say he gets on base again safely this evening. So in an SGP, give me Brian Reynolds to get a hit and to continue his streak and to take it to 24 games. Let me bring an alt strikeout for Charlie Morton. Frankly, I like him to go over his 5.5, but I'm just going to bring it down to a flat 5 to avoid getting the hook. So I will take Charlie Morton for 5 or more. And then to take it to plus odds, I just need Charlie Morton to issue one walk. The walk by itself is minus 1,600, okay?
That's correct.
But by putting it into that SGP with Reynolds to have a hit and for Morton to have 5 strikeouts, plus 102, I got myself just into positive territory. And I can tell you, because I have it pulled up in front of me, if you believe that Charlie Morton will issue 2 walks, which he has done in 5 of his last 6 starts, by the way. If you think he's going to do 2, you can give yourself a little bit more risk and you're going to bump that SGP up to plus 146 instead of plus 102. If you're happy with the plus 102, go ahead and take it. But if you want to jump it up a little bit higher, feel free to be able to do that. Speaking of Charlie Morton, because I do like the idea of him issuing the strikeouts against Pittsburgh in this particular contest. You go over the course of the last 30 days, Pittsburgh kind of middle of the pack in terms of strikeouts to be thrown. So I'm going to take that same number, Charlie Morton 5 or more, and I'm going to pair it up with Logan Gilbert under 6.5 strikeouts at home against the Minnesota Twins this evening. Minnesota, in the last month, the 5th fewest strikeouts in the league. And so while I do like Seattle in this game, I don't think it's going to be because of strikeouts on the mound for Gilbert. So take the under, but that by itself is juiced to a minus 155. So I do not like that at all. Take Charlie Morton on the alt line of the over 5. Take Gilbert on the minus 6.5. put that one together over at DraftKings. That one snagged us a plus 127.
Nice.
So feel really, really good about that one. And I don't have the number in front of me. Let me find it real quick. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. The French Revolution was neither French nor a revolution. Discussed. Let me find it real quick. Hold on. Hang tight. I'm scrolling. It's a late night game, people. It takes me a minute to find it on the scroll. There we go. Plus 340. I had it written down, but I didn't have the odds. At DraftKings, plus 340. I'll do a half unit bet on this one. Give me Shohei Ohtani for a stolen base tonight.
Oh.
On the road, on the road against Logan Gilbert and the San Francisco Giants. Logan Gilbert, number three in the league in stolen bases.
Logan Webb.
Logan Webb. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. Logan Webb. What did I say?
Gilbert.
Oh, I got Gilbert on the brain. Yeah. I got him in a parlay. Logan Webb is third in the MLB in stolen bases allowed this season. He has given up 15 of them. So give me Shohei Ohtani for a stolen base plus 340. Could come after being given either a walk or an intentional walk, whatever, and then he winds up snagging a base. I will take that at the plus 340, given Webb's tendency to allow the stolen bags. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman in the rainy state of Illinois.
Indeed it is. Raindrops have fallen on my head, and I have no damn hair to really increase the sex factor. But anyway, this is a somewhat sexy parlay play, Team Huevo style, here on this Friday at a plus 130 juice. Again, not extraordinary odds, but we're trying to build winners here on this SGP in a matchup that I think six people remotely care about. And they're all related to the actual players and coaching staff. It is the Colorado Pebbles going to the South Side to play the White Sox. This is real, and it is so unspectacular. I say, leg numero uno, the Rockies and White Sox each score at least a pair of runs. Leg numero dos, Drew Thorpe is going to be taking the ball for the White Sox. Four more strikeouts. Leg numero tres, Drew Thorpe, one or more walks. Leg numero cuatro, Dakota Hudson taking the mound for the Rockies. And this one, I say he also issues a walk. So uno, dos, tres, cuatro, mi amigos, plus 130 there at DraftKings. Little bit of background here on each leg. The two or more runs that we're really going to pull up, because the White Sox have gotten shut out, I think, three times in the last like 10 days. In fact, they scored one run or fewer four times during that stretch. They're number 28 in WRC plus since mid-June. Colorado, more respectable, number 17 in that category, averaging 5.08 runs per contest over that two-week span. But because of the pitching matchup here, Hudson's been kind of friendly, the opposition. And, you know, Thorpe will be as well. I think at least two runs are going to be scored. And, of course, the bullpens, they both largely stink. Meanwhile, on Drew Thorpe, four more strikeouts and one or more walk. And the strikeouts, he should be able to get there on this. He's only 5.65 in K per nine so far. But in his first three rotation turns, he's gone over this in 2-3. Only generated 25% call plus swing strike rate, but the Rockies, all they do is strike out. They are number two in Major League Baseball the last couple of weeks in K percentage at 26.2%. I will play that alt line. I think he punches out at least four. Will he issue free pass? Hell yeah, he will. First three starts, he went for two walks, five walks, and four walks did Thorpe. That's a 6.91 walks per nine mark. Yikes. Colorado middle of the pack, number 15 in base on balls percentage, 7.6% the last 2 weeks, but all they need is one. And all they need is one applied to Dakota Hudson with a walk as well. He's got a 4.46 walks per nine mark this season. He has done this in all 15 starts this year. And the White Sox, they can be patient at times. They're number 18. They're not dead last. Number 18, very squarely in the middle. And base on ball percentage the last couple of weeks at 7%. So to recap, Team Huevos parlay play of this Friday, SGP style. Both of the Rockies and White Sox, two or more runs. Drew Thorpe, four or more Ks. Drew Thorpe, one or more walks. Dakota Hudson, one or more walks. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, mi amigos, plus 130 there at DraftKings. And honestly, Lundy, I only have one other bonus time play for our listeners today. I'm going to take the over on Bailey Ober seems appropriate given his last name. Replaced a B with a V on 6.5 strikeouts in Seattle, going up toe-to-toe against Logan Gilbert. Seattle has the highest K rate of any major league team, not only in the season, but especially of late. Over the last 2 weeks, they're striking out 28.2% of the time. Remember the Rockies over that same stretch, 26.2%, a full 2% more in the K rate category are the M's. Kind of crazy. Ober with that 8.34 K per nine on the road, much lower than the 10 plus at home. I get that, but he did have 7 strikeouts earlier this season, back on May 7th at a start against Seattle. He has gone over this a half dozen times this year, so I'm going to maximize the matchup and say Bailey Ober hits the over on 6.5 strikeouts at a minus 115 juice. All right, we are out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Who's a favor? Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us on the X. Always try to give it to you there. Lundy at Nate Lundy. Myself at Noisy Huevos. Sign up for the GamingJuice.com today. Have yourself an early holiday weekend and let the beverages start to flow. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Good luck, Kyle Schwarber, with that tender grind.